because they aren't coming. Come, come closer to me, Lord. Come closer to us. Father, just melt us in your presence, Lord. Feel, help us to feel your presence every day. Doesn't matter which day it is, just not in church. But come, come, my Papa, come to us and mold us and shape us and help us to walk with you. Only by the Holy Ghost you can walk with him. When you have that Spirit inside you, he will come to you. We praise you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to keep singing.
All right. Well, it's so great to sing those old songs, eh? Because they just point us to Jesus. Praise his holy, awesome name. That one song, Jehovah Jireh, reminded me, well, it's pulled right from scriptures. A lot of the old psalms are songs and praise worship songs are pulled right out of scriptures. That one was out of Psalm 34. Just going to read a little part of it here. It's so good. All the blessings and promises of God. Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me. He delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Oh, praise God. The angel of the Lord, that was in that song, encamps around those who fear him. That's have a reverent, holy respect for him, and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want for those who fear him. Young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. That's half of it. Read the other half. It's also incredible. Praise God. I just do a few announcements here before Pastor Elvin comes up. They had a really good lift up Red Deer on Wednesday out at the Centrium. And actually next December, it's going to be at Bargain Treasures, just over on just one block north of Potter Sands Kitchen. And Hope Mission is actually moving into that building. I don't want to steal anybody's announcements here. Robin is going to share that with us, but that's an incredible thing. Hope Mission is a credible ministry. I'm just so glad we could have a part of it here at Potter's because Jesus is getting into the schools. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Whoa, that's amazing. If you want to take Jesus into the schools, Jesus will go, oh, really? You're going to help me with that? Okay. Like, it's amazing. That's incredible. Telling little kids about Jesus, the hope. Oh, it blows me away. So Robin's going to share with us here in a bit, but a couple other things. We're having communion today. The body of Christ. We'll share in the body of Christ. Praise his holy, awesome name. Worship practice. We had our first worship practice at 7 o'clock Saturday. It was a really good time. If you're being called to worship, help us worship. Lead us into the worship of the King. Then come out Saturday and share your talents and time with us. And just, if you want to come out Saturday and just praise God, then do that too. Praise God. 7 o'clock Saturdays. Okay. Chad has got us hardwired into the amazing computer system. Chad is amazing that way. By the way, Chad just moved into River Valley. So he's off the farm. He's back in society now. he's got us with pay,
PayPal. If you want to donate to Potter's Hands, or you can do it now on PayPal with a single or a recurring donations. Just go to the website if you're into that kind of thing. Okay. Yeah. Arlene has a very important announcement. And Gertie. And then we'll get Robin to share with us. Praise God. Share with us. I just want to pray for her before we start. Father, thank you so much for your servant. Thank you that she's doing your will, Lord. God, just speak to us through Robin and just bless her, Lord, because that's the kind of God you are. You're an incredible, awesome, blessing God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Amen. Jesus. Good morning. So before I share a bit about myself with you, Doug is going to be handing out some little things, little pieces of paper. Hope Mission is going to be hosting an event called The Search. So we all have family members and relatives, coworkers, neighbors, and other people in our lives who are not saved. And we witness to them, and we talk about God, and they just turn their nose, and it becomes a burden on our heart sometimes. So The Search is a workshop for us and for them. It's an interactive workshop where all participants get to explore four main topics together. The search, which is what we are looking for, why does it always seem so elusive? The answers, who do we get to go to for answers? Where are our sources? Number three is God. Have you ever thought that he might be what you're searching for? And who is God? And number four is the Bible. God wrote a book for us. Have you ever considered it as a source for answers? The idea is for each believer to bring one or more people who are unsaved to this workshop. We'll sit with them and explore the topics and pray for breakthrough. Hope Mission wants to help with the burden that's on our hearts with the friends that we love who aren't saved. We want to share that load and see more people saved. The workshop is going to be held at the New Hope Mission Center. Like Doug said, it's the old Bargain Treasure Shop right downtown on December 10th. That's a Thursday at 7 p.m. And the address is on the form that's being passed around. So thank you for that. So, it's been a while since I've shared my testimony, and as I was writing this, I realized that testimonies are kind of funny, because every time you write it or go over it, it seems like it's different than the one before. It's a different piece. It's a different section out of your life, something else that God puts on your heart. And I find that the more I grow in Christ, the more truth I see in my past, rather than the emotionally clouded poor me story that it used to be. So I'm going to start right at the beginning, when I was born. Like many others, I had a baby book. And the interesting thing about my baby book was that it didn't say beautiful baby girl or wonderful addition to the world. No, no. It said wonderful tax deduction. So little did I know at the time that that simple statement would shape who I would become for many years to follow. I was too young to understand the truth of why it was really written there. And I never bothered to ask. Looking back, I now see that the enemy exploited it to pull me into a dark lie about myself, which completely led me away from God. My brother and sister thought it was funny because they would constantly remind me that I was a third child that mom and dad couldn't afford. I was the oops. I was the unwanted kid. I should have been adopted. And so it just became more ingrained unknowingly to them. I did grow up in a Christian home, going to church regularly, with a mother who had solid, unwavering faith, and a father who didn't. But he would go to church to appease my mom, because that's, you know, what he thought his duty was. The thing was that when we'd get home, there would always be a lot of fighting. We'd hear a lot of screaming and yelling, and my mom crying a lot, and random dishes thrown against the wall. It was a really confusing way to learn about loving relationships in Christianity. As my life began to shape itself, I experienced a good share of personal traumas, sexual abuse, teen pregnancy, abortion, rape, physical, emotional abuse. Unfortunately, not things that are very uncommon nowadays. And that's a sad truth. I now find the details of all that stuff to be completely unimportant. But the truth is that I had developed a serious lack of self-confidence, and I'd put myself into situations that were dangerous and damaging in order to satisfy this incessant need that I had for approval and acceptance from what I interpreted as love. I had this hole within me that was so big, and I just desperately needed to fill it with something, and I had no idea how to fill it. I tried everything, relationships, drugs, drinking a lot, partying all the time. All of it just left me longing for more. In 99, I had a car accident where I was rear-ended and I tore all the muscles on both sides of my spine. And it put my body into self-defense mode, really, and I ended up with intense chronic pain. I became unable to do simple things like brushing my own hair, changing my clothes, and washing my hair, brushing my teeth, anything that I had to elevate my arms, that included praise and worship. I couldn't do it anymore. I had to allow myself to become dependent on others. So my tactic was to get high. I started popping pills. I started smoking a lot of weed. I was high from morning till night just to try and escape the pain. But slowly, I slipped into a really deep depression. 6 years later, I ended up marrying one of my roommates who was also my drug dealer because it was very convenient. And the truth is, I completely lost myself. We separated after 3.5 years of marriage. And I went and stayed with my mom for a while. And I had just a complete breakdown, like ugly cry breakdown. And for the first time in my life, I questioned my mom. Why didn't you want me? Why didn't you love me? And she was really confused where I had gotten that belief from. I reminded her about my baby book. And she immediately looked gut-wrenched. She began to explain that being a tax deduction was the biggest blessing my parents had that year. So they were really having a hard time making ends meet. And I was due to be born in early January of 76. But instead, I snuck into the world on December 31st, just squeaking into 1975. So for them, they could write me off for the whole year. They could claim that. And that was what enabled them to be able to move forward and get by financially. And so for them, it was an absolute blessing for the timing. But unfortunately, the enemy stole that blessing from me. Is what he does, right? He comes to steal and destroy. So he twisted it, manipulated it, and he turned it into this ugliness inside of me that became this deep-rooted truth. It took me a lot of years to find my way out. My husband and I stayed separated for 8 months, followed by a 6-month attempt to reconcile, only to divorce in 2008. And I didn't know how to feel other than completely broken and lost. My health had gotten a bit better over the years, but I'd just been laid off work, and when I left him, I took literally nothing except for my personal items and my car, which I couldn't afford the payments on, but at least it gave me a place to sleep. It was really strange, this massive shift, because I'd gained this new truth, but I lost the life that I knew. It left me completely saddened and once again lacking relationship. But somehow, it was freeing. And I knew I'd been given a second chance. I began walking somewhat of a Buddhist path. I began treating everything as a practice. So every situation I'd get in, I'd see it as a practice of patience or a practice of compassion or a practice of love, whatever was put in front of me. The universe was guiding me. I started studying the human condition to figure out how I'd gotten where I was at, and I soon realized that the majority of my life had been built on lies. I'd been pretending to be what I thought other people wanted me to be just to find acceptance. I started a regular practice of meditation, and I began to understand that these stories that would go on in my head, it was like one thought would chain into another and then into another, and eventually it would become like this movie I was playing in my head. It was actually evoking emotional response, and that emotional response was creating tension, and that tension was amplifying my pain. Wake-up call. Well, that would explain 12 years of chronic pain. My mind was an absolute mess. My heart was a mess. My life was a mess, and I knew somehow I needed to clean it up. I began to travel and study myself intensely, trying to figure out who I was without being attached to this lie anymore. The more I traveled, the more I learned. And each person I met had no expectation of me, because they'd never met me before. They had no idea who I was. And so I was able to allow this new natural identity to start falling into place. I'd been working on a ship that was a B&B north of Tofino, and when the season came to an end, I began to head to Ucluelet to house sit for my cousin. It was a really short drive, but for some reason I was really tired. I can't explain why, but it was just I felt the need to pull over. And right at that moment when I pulled over, my phone rang, and it was my dad. See, a month back I'd gotten a message when I was on the ship that Dad had gotten a tattoo on his leg, and my dad's a very stubborn man, so he refused to care for it properly, and it became severely infected. The doctor said he was going to lose his leg if he didn't take time off work and care for it. At that time, I didn't realize that it was an angel fart, and if you don't know what an angel fart is, it's something in your life that looks disgusting, it smells awful, it's a rotten thing to be in, but later it turns out to be a blessing in disguise that is so sweet you can't even believe it. So the phone call was actually about my mother, and she was the healthy one, but she'd had a heart attack. By God's grace, Dad's work schedule had been rearranged because of his infection. His days off had been shifted, and because of that, he was there when my mom had the heart attack and was able to save her life by calling the ambulance. And so there's no way I couldn't just see that as random or chance. It wasn't just the universe conspiring for good things anymore. Now, I started remembering things that I was taught in Sunday school and things that I'd learned in church, that this was God's hand at work. Sorry. So after everything I'd learned and searching for the truth, I knew I had to fly home and see what was really going on. And once again, I encountered God in the hospital. I encountered him through my mother's faith, her peace, and her gentleness as she went through her recovery. I couldn't ignore God's truth anymore, whether I liked it or not. After a couple weeks, I flew back to the island to pick up my car, and I ended up traveling to Kelowna to house sit for my aunt. I still hadn't realized that God was still lining me up to once again remind me who he was. A few months in Kelowna, I found myself questioning, where should I go next? And I have quite a nomadic spirit, and I'm free to go wherever I want to go, and I hadn't really stayed in any one place for more than 4 months, so I went to go and use the internet and search some jobs and search some things online, and I'm sitting there at McDonald's, and these two great, big, intimidating-looking guys walk in, and it's like they knew who I was already, and they just made eye contact, and they beelined right for my table, and they sat down with me, and they said, so are you spiritual? Excuse me? Well, it broke into this really interesting conversation. And then they invited me for breakfast the next Sunday morning. Now, it had been a really long time since I'd been in church, and I felt a little awkward. And I was thinking about this last night, and I think I was actually feeling guilty. But something odd happened when I walked into that church. There were people in nice suits and nice clothes, and some people in jeans and t-shirts, and some people filthy from the last 2 weeks of not changing the clothes because they're just coming in off the streets and they're still drunk. Where they're still high. There was the waft of pancakes and sausages coming from the front of the church and the waft of marijuana coming from the back. It's an interesting mixture. But for whatever reason, I felt like I was home. I knew that if Jesus was going to show up in a church, this is the kind of church he was going to show up in. And he did. That day, he showed up in a way that I had never met him before. The sermon just happened to be 2 Corinthians 5:17 and Romans 12:2. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. And Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Bang! There it was. In a single moment, I knew my life as I knew it had completely changed. I had been asking the wrong question the whole time. I was walking around going, who am I? Who am I? When I should have been asking, whose am I? Who am I in him? All this self-help and self-discovery and self-identity, all this, these courses and these books, it was all God. It was all God preparing me for that one moment that I was sitting in that church. It was clear as day that he was training me to be one of his disciples, and to be honest, it freaked me out. The relationship that I'd been seeking my whole life was a relationship with him. That empty hole that I had for so long was just waiting to be filled with his love. He is the ultimate hope bringer, caregiver, love giver, comforter. And he'd been with me all along. My need for acceptance and approval, it was a craving to be accepted and approved of by him. I didn't see him standing right beside me my whole life. But when I realized it, I was baptized on September 22nd, 2013. I joined a mission stream team and we went to India, and again it changed my heart and I came closer to him. And upon my return, he threw me waist deep into full-time missions on the streets of Kelowna. You know, since then, I haven't once looked back and wondered if I made the right or wrong choice. Because now that I'm creeping up on 40, eek, I finally know that it's not about who I am. It's only about whose I am and who I am in him, and that's all that matters. There's so much more to my life story, but all of it, when I look back, is a continual example of God's grace. I was a lost sheep, and he came after me. And now I desire nothing else but to grow closer to him and walk in his will, because I know and I can rest well in the fact that I am in the greatest relationship I've ever known. The hole is gone. It's filled with his love, the love of my Savior, my Messiah, my living God, my Jesus, my Christ. What more could you want? Thanks, guys.
Hello. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Good? Amen. You're alive. Praise the living God. But you're not only alive physically, but you're alive spiritually. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus inside of us. Just want to thank everybody for showing up this morning. Hallelujah. Welcome to Potter's Hands. We heard about Hope Mission, Lift Up Red Deer. It was just an awesome prayer meeting this past Wednesday. And so now, for the month of December, we're going to just be over here, just a block and a half away, you know, over at Hope Mission, there for the 1 month, just for that December 17th at 7 p.m. And that address is 5217 50th Street. Just want to make people aware this morning that we have another missionary that's going on a two-month tour. He's going off to Belgium. Amen? Amen. We've got a couple, brother and sister Ken and Frida, they're down in Costa Rica. We've got Dirk. Is it Dirk? He's over in China. And maybe there's some other ones. But we have this brother here. He's going over to Belgium. So I just want Matthias to come up. We're going to just pray for him. Amen. This brother here has been in Lazarus' house since about January of last year. He's been a real asset to the house there, and just really encouraged by him. He's he's got a lot of brains in this guy's head, you know. So he's very, amen. So, but he's going away for 2 months to visit with his family, going right into the heart, right into Paris, I guess. That's where the plane flies right into Paris, France. And then he takes a train over to Belgium, I guess. And so just where this terrorist attack happened here a couple weeks ago, he's going right in there. And so that being said, we were talking on Friday night that this is God's plan. Like, he may have planned and says, we're going to have a holiday and I'm going to be with mom and dad. And that's awesome. But when you give your life to Jesus Christ, amen, things like this take on more. Amen? More than just, oh, well, I'm just going on a holiday here, da-da-da. There may be a divine connection that's going to be happening there, be it on the plane, the train, or whatever the case may be. Amen? So this is what I want to make you aware of. We're going to pray for this young man this morning and just release him. And I just believe that he's going to come back with an awesome report of what God has done. Amen? How many are believing for that? Yes. Amen. So, Lord God, I just want to thank you for Matthias. Thank you for this young man, Lord God, that God, you're bringing him into Lazarus' house. And for this, you're going on a year almost, Lord God. And God, he's been a great asset there. I appreciate this young man. Got to know him. He's got to know me, Lord God. And we support one another. We pray for one another. And God, as he goes and he flies over to Belgium, Lord God, hallelujah, I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just brood over him. Comfort him and just anoint him, oh Lord God. There's people. There are people, oh Lord God, that you want him to meet, Lord God. And we're asking for those divine connections to take place, Lord God. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, he's going to speak things. He's going to speak words of life where death has been spoken, where they're living in death. But he's going to speak life in those situations, Lord God. And he's going to be seeing a mighty turnaround in those people's lives, Lord God. Hallelujah. And in turn, he's going to minister, but people are going to minister to him as well, Lord God. We pray that you'll just give him an awesome time there with his mom and dad and brother and sister, Lord God, and friends, Lord God. Protect him as he travels over, Lord God. Protect him from any harm, any injury, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thanks, guys. Praise God. The other thing I would just want to do some advertising here too while I'm up here. Not often I get up here, but well, I do. But the Purple Book, awesome Bible study, awesome, awesome, awesome. I tell you, if you've never had a Bible study like this, I tell you, it's just like takes you from A to B to C to Z. Amen. So it's helped me. It's helped me. When I first got into this thing, I thought, oh my gosh, this is so elementary. Like, oh my gosh. But I tell you, as you apply yourself, amen, God begins to open your mind up and heart. And right now, I got a Purple Book Bible study with Tanner and his wife, Melissa, over here in Oriole Park. I got one at Lazarus House Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. We've just started another Bible study with Sherry. Sherry and Arthur and others. We've graduated. This is the other study book. This one here is Your Life in Christ. Almost similar, but a little bit more. But there's, I believe there's 9 or 10 books, series, okay? And I believe it'll really help you to be established upon the solid rock, Jesus Christ. Amen? Because when the waves and the wind come, amen, we find out what we've been standing on. We see how much strength we have. Amen? Do we have a lot of strength or do we have a little bit? Amen? And so we want to be strong in the Lord. There's trying times coming ahead. I mean, this world here, I mean, just listen to the news. Amen? So, hallelujah. Get established upon Jesus Christ and him alone. I tell you, he won't let you down. Yes, sir.
I just forgot one little announcement here.
Sorry. Uh-oh. Man. That's it.
Really. cover the cost to lift up Red Deer in November. May God shower you with many blessings as you reach out with giving heart to many in Red Deer. In Jesus' love, Pat Hamill.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Our dear sister there, I tell you, 80 years old, you know, God calls her. So if you're not 80 yet, or you're maybe 80 plus, there's still hope. As long as you got breath in your lung, there's God has purposes. So I thought this here was going to be real easy. It's not. Pray for me. Please, please pray for me, okay? You know, the elation of being able to do this, you know, kind of is past now. Now, seriousness has to come in. I tell you, it's a great responsibility, you know. I tell you, when you're sitting in the chairs there and you're watching the guys, off, that'd be nothing. Oh, yeah? So I have a greater appreciation, amen, greater appreciation of what these men have to go through, women, you know, prepare a message week after week after week. So that being said, I've got to juggle maybe some things here, maybe at the kitchen, I don't know yet, but yeah, I'm just finding I need more time. I just need more time to get into the Word. I want to bring a word for you folks and every one of you. You know, I look at you guys differently now, God's sheep, God's family, and you need to hear a word. And so I trust that the word this morning will be encouraging to you. That being said, I just want everybody to know that it's Jesus Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. That makes a difference. This is why we gather here today. Okay? It's not because we're, you know, we want to come here and have a great meeting or whatever, but it's because of Jesus Christ. Amen. And if you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your life, if you don't know what it's like to have all your sins forgiven, today can be your day. Amen? I'll tell you, it was the best decision of my entire life. 24 years old, I said a simple prayer. I asked Christ to come into my heart. Didn't know what I was doing. I was just appeasing this pastor, I thought. But I started to get into the Word of God, the Bible, I tell you. And then all of a sudden, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is what the whole world is looking for. The whole world is looking for Jesus Christ. And here, Alvin Rainville, 613 Mustang Acres. Hallelujah. 1975, September 14, 1975, asked Christ into my life. Never been the same since. Never been the same since. Amen? Hallelujah. That's awesome. You can ask my wife, too. She's my ex-wife. This is my ex-wife here. In case you folks didn't know, she's my ex-wife. But she's also my present wife. We were married for 2.5 years and then divorced. She left. I physically abused my wife. Okay? And that's how God got a hold of me. And these pastors that come around that spring of that year of 1975 talked to us about Jesus Christ. And these guys are on drugs. You know, they're just like, you know. I was Catholic and I was going to stay Catholic. That was it. You know, you got your religion, you got yours, I got mine. But when I lost my wife, and my wife wasn't home, when I got out of jail that morning, I went to 613 Mustang Acres and no one home. My two kids, gone. I tell you, what an emptiness. What an emptiness. If it was a broken arm, I would have gladly had 10 broken arms. But the hurt inside is so, man, it hurts so bad, you know. But thanks be to God, 3 months after that commitment to Jesus Christ, God, the creator of the whole universe, took time out of eternity to speak to me and says, Alvin, he knows my name. He says, Alvin, I'm going to bring back your wife, Kathy, to you. Hallelujah. You know, so I thought it was going to be right away. It wasn't. It took 5 years. She had divorced me and so forth. But we got back together. Hallelujah. It's coming up. December 7th, 1980. We got back together. Hallelujah. Going on 35 years. Amen. All because of Jesus. All because of Jesus. Only because of Jesus. My kids, we have two more kids, all because of Jesus. We had supper here. We had supper here a couple of weeks ago, and I reiterated that to them. I said, you know, the only reason why, Josh, that you're here is because of Jesus. Matt, the only reason why you're here is because of Jesus. The only reason why we're even here today, right now, is because of Jesus Christ. All glory and praise unto Him. Amen? I tell you, God can use all the stuff, the sin of our lives, and He can transform us into His glorious kingdom. Amen? Hallelujah. So, that wasn't planned, so here I am. Anyway, the message that I want to get across here today is God is bigger than your problems. Amen? You all agree with that? Some of us, God is bigger than our problems. Don't tell God how big your storm is. Tell your storm how big your God is. Amen? Hallelujah. So we'll go to Psalm 19. Got a bunch of scripture here for you. Psalm 19. It says, everybody get my eyes on here. And just to reiterate once again, I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here, okay? I mean, you guys could have said, no, we don't want that guy, we'll kick him out, throw him under the bus, or whatever the case may be. But you're allowing me, so I'm thanking you, okay? I thank the board and everybody that was involved in that. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. The heavens declare the glory of God. Man alive, in the winter and this time of year especially, I don't know, the last couple of nights, if you just go out at night and just look up. Man, we had a full moon the other night. It was just totally awesome. Amen? And so we know the maker of that. We'll go to Romans 8:31 now. I'm going to be taking you through the scripture here. So hopefully, if anything, you'll get into the word. Amen? 8:31. Hallelujah. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen? If God is for us, who can be against us? So there may be things that you are going through, have gone through, and like myself, if God was for me, He wasn't against me. Amen? So He brought me through that. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go to Joshua 10. I don't know, this really helped me. I was reading I was reading this story this past week here, and I said, holy smokes. This is awesome. Joshua 10, verse 12. It says, then Joshua spoke to the Lord in that day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Ajalon. To the sun, so the sun stood still, and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon the enemies. Amen? This, I tell you, what brings a man to a place like this? That he would be able to even speak. Amen? He didn't pray and say, oh God, if this is your will. No, he just spoke, sun, stand still. And it stood still for 24 hours. 24 hours. There's never been a day like it. Amen? Think of it. Think of it. I mean, this is the whole universe stopped. Bang. You know, because of this man's voice. Amen? God heard him. I'll tell you. So maybe some of you right now, you need something like that. You guys, how can I say this? Praise God. praying. A lot of times we pray, but we pray about the mountain. We pray about this. We pray about that. It's all good, right? Okay, but you're learning. But here's what I want to encourage us to do. Speak to the mountain. Speak to it. Amen? Just speak to that mountain. Whatever that mountain is. Discouragement, you know? Well, gee, I'm so discouraged because this happened, that happened, and this happened. My dog ran away, and I got a flat tire, and da-da. No! Discouragement. Speak to it. Discouragement, get out of here in Jesus' name. Amen? Just tell it to leave. Right? And so I just encourage you guys to pray in that direction. Here's this man, you know, I'll tell you, speaks. But what brought him to that place? What brought him to that place of such intimacy that he was able to speak like that? And just going back, I just want to touch on this just a little bit. Joshua and Caleb, they were worshipers. And then if you read in Numbers and so forth, when Spirit of God would come down into the tent, the children of Israel came out of Egypt, and now they're in the desert and stuff. And so here's this bright, shining light, whatever, God coming down. So here's God meeting them in the tent meeting. So they're in there. And here's Joshua and Caleb. Moses leaves a lot of times, but here's Joshua and Caleb staying in there. So that tells me they were worshipers. And God seeks for worshipers. You think it's for your benefit? You know, he loves when people worship him. What does he do at that time? He imparts strength into your life, encouragement. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, and speaks glorious things. Revelation knowledge happens, you know, when you're worshiping God. Get some good worship music. Put it on. I've sat in my little trailer and just listen to the music. And I tell you, it just brings you into an atmosphere where God dwells. Amen? And now, God, the revelation, just revelation after revelation just comes. And so I believe why Joshua and Caleb, you know, these men, I'll share a little bit more about them, but able to just to speak to the sun, you know. I mean, the rest of the crew probably said, are you kidding me? Come on, telling the sun to stop, you know. But when you have an intimate relationship with the living God, you have confidence. There's a confidence that grows. Amen? Confidence. Don't throw it away. Your confidence with the living God, you know, your relationship is like this. It's not, well, I hope he hears me. Well, maybe he's too busy today or something like that. No. Either you have the confidence and the knowledge and the know-how that he is, he hears you, and then you can pray in that direction. But if you don't have that confidence, then your prayers are kind of, well, Lord, I hope you hear me, Lord. You know, and this and that. That is not confidence. That is not confidence. Amen? So build up your confidence by reading the Word, getting the Word inside of you, studying it. Amen? Spending time with Jesus Christ. And your confidence will begin to grow and flourish. And then you begin to pray with authority, with power. Amen? And just like this Joshua, son, I mean, you know, it ain't going to happen again, but, you know, speak to that. Sometimes when we get overwhelmed, we forget how big God is. Amen? When you make God bigger, your problems become smaller. Amen? When you make God bigger, listen, when you make God bigger, your problems become smaller. Amen? That is good. Make God bigger in your life. And all these problems, all these maybe physical, maybe emotional, whatever the case may be, whatever you're going through. Amen? They were sent, you know, one of the things that happened to Joshua and Caleb when they came out of those tent meetings and with the Lord, and they were asked to go into the promised land to spy it out and to check out, well, where this is the promised land. We're going to go inside and okay, well, we're going to see what's over there. So they go in for 40 days, and man alive, they're seeing all kinds of fortified cities. They're seeing thousands of people. Oh, my gosh. And God, you're sending us in there, you know? So how big is your God? Maybe God wants you to go into a city. Amen? Belgium, right here, you know? God is sending you in for that. And so their confidence from the past has brought them this far. Okay? Their intimate relationship with the living God in the past has come to this place for a time such as this. I appreciate everyone that's stepped up for the worship team here. Hallelujah. You know, people are stepping up, and I believe there's even more that need to step up, you know, and to get involved in that. Not only that, but I was asked, you know, to rise up. I shared last weekend that people need to rise up. And all rise up to what? Well, I encourage you, first and foremost, start getting into the Word more. Start reading the Word. Amen? And say, I give you this day, God. Whatever this day that you have for me, I give it to you, Jesus. Amen? When you invite Him, amen, He's going to come and He's going to direct you. And things are going to open up for you. Staying in the presence of God. Brother Lawrence developed that. This man just stayed in the presence of God and washing dishes. You know, just staying in the presence of God. Just be aware. The very fact that you have air to breathe is because of God. Amen? How big is your God? Amen? How big is your God? God's plan is bigger than your mistakes. God's plan is bigger than your mistakes. A couple years ago, when we were over at the Buffalo, I got a video. We watched a video of Louis Giglio. I don't know if you guys remember that. But he takes us on the tour of the universe. So I don't know if Chadley can pull that up right now. But this whole universe, like we think this earth is big. It's big. But the earth can fit into the sun a million times. And then he shows, and then how big is Pluto compared to the earth? How big is this star compared to earth and the sun? And like after a while, this at the very end, it's just nuts. Like this planet out there, not a planet, a star, whatever. It's just humongous. Humongous. So here's Laminin. This is Laminin. This is what holds us together. This is the glue that holds us together here. It's called the cell adhesion protein molecule. This stuff here. Okay? In the image of a cross. So what the guy was saying, we can go out there to the far reaches of the universe and in this one galaxy or place out there, there's a cross out there. Way out there. Like light years. And then you bring it back to the personal body, like you, inside. You got this stuff holding you together. And so this thing, laminin, is what's holding you together. And it's the cross of Jesus Christ. And let's go to Colossians 1, 6, 16 and 17. It says, for by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. For by him all things were created. Amen? This this God, he's so involved in every part of creation. And I mean, for people to see or think that there is no God, it's just mind-boggling. I just, you know, they're blind, of course, because of the spirit of the age that has blinded them to this glorious gospel. Amen? Because, I mean, everything, creation tells you there's a God. You know, maybe in the summertime, you just get on down on your knees there and look at flowers. Look at flowers. I shared that before. Look at the intricacy of flowers. Like, it's just mind-boggling. Bugs, you know, bugs, these little things. I mean, come on, you know. I know me and my wife, we went to this Parkland mall. It was quite a few years ago, but they had on Kerrywood Nature Center, must have put it on. It was about bugs, you know, bugs from all over the world. I tell you, there's big beetles like the size of this. They're chrome beetles, chrome. Fluorescent orange, fluorescent green, bugs. I kid you not. They're not painted, nothing like that. I mean, yes, they are painted. God painted them, you know. But, you know, I says, holy smokes. It's just incredible, you know. And so each one of us, you know, it is made intricately, fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't believe the lie that you're stuck and you'll never get better. God already has a path of success laid out. Amen? If you want to see the big stuff that God has, you've got to take some risk and trust only in God. Amen? Peter gets out of the boat. How many of us would have gotten out of the boat? Amen? In that windy night, how many here would have jumped out of that boat and said, yeah, I'm going to try this too. Peter, you're going. Okay, I'm right behind you. Right? No, I probably would have stayed right in the corner. Right? But we've got to get out, begin to walk on the water. Amen? Hallelujah. Psalm 19, verses 1 to 4. We read that already. Hallelujah. Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen? So whatever you're going through, whatever you may have gone through, you found that Jesus Christ has been the support there. Amen? Hallelujah. Also in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love God and are the called according to his purposes. Amen? Hallelujah. Some of you today have had unfair things happen. Life has not turned out like you hoped. God is saying, if you'll rise up out of those ashes, put on a new attitude, I'll not only bring you out, but I'll bring you out with twice what you had before. Amen? And that's, let's look at Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Amen? He who kneels before God can stand before anyone. Some of these quotes I just pulled off of, I was scanning the, Googling stuff like this about our big God. So this is where a lot of this stuff has come from. These are but a few things to challenge you to make life-changing decisions about your future, but you will also be inspired to exercise a greater level of faith in Christ. We are on a journey that requires absolute devotion if we are going to maximize the potential of our destiny. Amen? We need to give ourselves completely. If we're to experience the things that God has for us, you know, you've got to position yourself in his company. Amen? And 15, 16, 18 years ago, 18, 19 years ago, I had that powerful experience with the living God, and I was sharing this with the Lazarus House, this, or various other people. But I had this experience with the living God, and Pastor Paul Valley had left Livingstones and had come back from Washington State to Livingstones, and we heard that he was having some prayer meetings, nightly prayer meetings, and they went on for 40 nights. So we joined him over there, and I tell you, and we'd gather in the church like we're going to do it today here. We're going to gather in a big circle, have communion, and I just began to pray, and the Spirit of God would just pray through me and stuff, and from that time on, I didn't even know this was in the Scripture, that I said, God, whatever life I have left, I give it to you, and maybe that's where you're at, okay? Whatever age you're at, whatever life I have left in me, Lord God, I give it to you. And with that, you know, I prayed that prayer the one time, and about a week later, I prayed it again. And this man came up to me, a brother in Christ, he says, God has heard you. God has heard your prayer. So it kind of sealed it where it was, okay? So from that day on, now God began to orchestrate things in my life. I could not have pure thoughts in this brain, in here. I was dominated by crap from my past. But God brought me into a place of wholeness where God had to deal with this stuff. But you position yourself where He's the owner of you, and He'll bring you into a place, amen, of health and wholeness. So you have to deal with this stuff and various other things. And for me to stand up here today would be a total impossibility, total. But because of you living with God, growing with God, studying His Word, pressing into Him, experiencing worship, experiencing Him in worship, He gives me the confidence to stand up here. Amen? And some of you, hallelujah, God has called you. You may be up here next week or next year. Amen? Hallelujah. But maybe right now you don't have the confidence. But position yourself with Him. Position yourself with Him. Say, God, I give you the rest of my life. Whatever life I have left in me. How can you expect to experience the great things and the awesome things of God if you only show up to work, say, for 2 hours a week? Impossible. Totally impossible. You know, I was about 46, 45 in that time frame, and I was just like, come on, this is Christianity, what I was going through. I was going to church. I was involved. We were involved in a Bible study, I guess. But nothing. I mean, come on. This is it. And I'd read the Scriptures. And I'd say, man, there's got to be more. What is it? So I just began to go on a road of saying, God, I want more of you. I just want more of you, whatever that takes. So we started to have extra Bible study and extra prayer meeting here and there. And consequently, we went up to Meander River, Native Reserve way up north of High Level. Had that powerful experience with Jesus Christ. Powerful experience. Changed my life. I was born again before that and Spirit-filled and prayed in tongues and the whole nine yards. But now it's like being born again all over again. It was just like, holy smokes, this is just awesome. I was just talking about Jesus all the time. Amen? All the time. Jesus this, Jesus that. Hallelujah. Man, there's a worship service in Calgary. You know, let's go. You know, Monday night, we had Tequila Mondays. You know, up at First Assembly in Calgary. We'd shoot out there Monday night and go and worship with these people and stuff. Man, I was just like, I was just addicted to worship, you know. And if you don't have those desires, well, hey, you have not because you ask not. Why don't you ask Him? Ask God for those things. Amen? When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Amen? When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. And that's what it has to take sometimes for us, right? You know? God has so much for us. And, you know, by rights, I should have been the happiest man on the planet when me and my wife were first married, had two beautiful babies. And a daughter and a son, and had a brand new mobile home, had a car, had a good job. But inside, I was so unhappy. I was so empty. And my spirit, man, was just like, Mondays, I remember this one time, I went for a walk with my little girl. and we were walking in the park, just in a Mustang there, and man, I should have been so happy, you know. But inside, I was just like, just moaning inside, eh? And I said, man, what is wrong, you know? But it's Jesus Christ that we're looking for, amen? We're looking for him. And we'll try everything under the sun. We'll try everything under the sun to fill this hole, right? But it's to no avail. It's only Jesus I can fulfill. Amen? And so that being said, that's the end of my message. And I just wanted you folks to realize that, you know, it doesn't matter what we're going through. God is bigger. Amen? God is bigger. This God we serve, I tell you, you know, the whole universe can't contain this God that we serve. The whole universe can't contain him, right? Yet he comes and lives inside of us, right? Right? He comes and lives inside of us. Now, how is that possible? But he does. Amen? Hallelujah. So, we're going to have communion. We're going to end the service with communion. The worship band, I guess, can come up. Maybe have some songs here that you have. You haven't planned? Hallelujah. Once again, hallelujah. Desire, you know, desire more all the time. Don't be content with where you're at. God has more for us. Amen? God has more for Potter's Hands. God has more for each of you. If you're content, like I was 18, 19 years ago, you know, be discontented, right? I want more, God. Amen? You know, I want more. How many of you folks want more? You want more, Carter? Yeah, we all want more. We want more. Is there more? God has more, you know, but it's up to us to ask for it. You know, if we don't ask him, you know, we kind of tie the hands of God and say, well, okay, God, I'm content. I'm where I'm supposed to be right now, and I'm content. You know, man, come on. Let's go after God hard. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And now we're going to do the bread thing like we did last year.
Yeah, we are. So, if all of us... If we could just hallelujah, amen. Doug, Don, a couple more guys, maybe come give me a hand. Ted, you want to come? Yeah, let's serve. Yeah, yeah. We'll break the bread here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just break it in half. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Ted. Just pass that around. And maybe a couple more. We'll pass out the wine here and we'll... Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do both. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can you handle that? Yes. Thank you, Lord.
This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak. Little one.
in the time here, maybe we'll just gather up, just form a circle around. Just come on up, join me up here. Amen. Now, one song that comes through my mind, we played it the other night, was They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love. Yeah. Amen? I don't know if these folks know it. Do you know that one? They'll know we are Christians by our love.
Start it.
Amen? Come on up. Come on and join. Just we'll make a big circle. We're part of the family of the living God. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I'll take one down. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So there may be things in your heart this morning that God wants to deal with. Amen? God wants to show them to you. Amen? And deal the death blow. I thought this would be really good to just to seal up everything that was shared this morning in this past week or two. We'll just seal it up with the Lord's Supper. Amen. What God is doing. Forgetting those things which are behind, we press forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so the Lord, he says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." Amen. "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Amen? So let's do that. Let's partake. Thank you, Lord. And now, Lord God, we just want to thank you for your blood, the blood that you shed for us, Lord God. You purchased us, Lord God. We're a congregation that has been purchased by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, his blood. These are your people, O God. These are your children, Jesus. Hallelujah. We do this in honor of you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Maybe just while we're just collecting those, maybe in this past couple of weeks, God has put something on your heart to encourage us. Amen? Maybe a testimony of what God has done for you in the past. You know, we got a few minutes. We still got, yeah, maybe we don't. Yeah, maybe we don't. Well, we got 10 minutes, 11:51. So we got a few minutes. Any testimonies? Anybody? You got one? Go ahead, Victoria. You're going to need a mic. Who's got the handheld mic there? Jeff? Oh, here's one right here. Testing, 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 testing. You try it. We'll just be a few minutes, and then we'll leave. Okay, there you go.
All right.
Put it up. Yeah, there you go.
The Lord can work miracles into your lives. Unexpected and wonderful. many of you probably have not heard my testimony, but they said I wouldn't reach past grade 7. So, and I recently got honors again.
Thank you, Lord.
For 4 years in a row, I got honors. for grade 10, I got honors. Grade 11, I got honors. And grade 12. And they said I wouldn't be able to do that at all when I was younger.
Thank you, Lord.
So if he can work for me, he could definitely work for you.
Amen.
He can do anything for you only through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you got to believe.
Yeah.
You got to ask.
Yeah.
Amen. He's more willing to answer you and help you than you are to ask.
Amen.
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 God bless you. May the peace of Jesus be with you this week. May you be inspired to the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
Ah, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Denise.
Okay. Hi, everyone. God has really put it on my heart about us taking communion together as a body of Christ, that we are making a covenant with each other as a body.
Yeah.
And we are declaring it to the entire universe, all the powers and principalities. We are making a declaration of our covenant with Jesus, and we are standing on that.
Amen.
And nothing will shake that.
Amen.
And we are making that, and it is declared against all powers and all principalities that we are the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
And we walk on that blood of Christ, and we walk under that blood of Christ. And he is our power and our glory and our love. And just declare it every day that you walk in that covenant and that we are in the kingdom of light.
Amen.
And the darkness shall never prevail against us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Denise. Hallelujah. Somebody else.
Yesterday I was celebrating my son 21's birthday. And I was praying to bless the meal. God put on my mind to pray for my mother-in-law, who is 98, and she needed help. And as I pray for my mother-in-law, that God would strengthen her and refresh her, and I said, thank you, Jesus, for doing that. What came out of the mouth of my son, he said, thank you, Jesus. And I was so glad to hear that coming out of his mouth, because I have trying to minister to my children for so long. And finally, this came out of his mouth, and it filled me with joy to hear that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. One more. Comes Rob. Amen. There you go, Rob.
I'm piggyback on the sermon this morning. Whatever problems we might have, whatever problems there actually are, both imaginary and real, God is bigger than your problem.
Yeah.
Bigger than my problem.
Yeah.
And there's enough of them. But God is bigger. God has covered that all already.
Yeah.
And the future, it might be uncertain to me, but God already has that covered.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Just want to end in prayer?
I have decided
to
follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me.
Thank you.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Let me pray. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, I just pray for everyone here. I thank you for each one, Lord God, that you'll bring us all back safely next week, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for this time, this gathering, Lord God. Hallelujah. For each one that has come. And, Lord God, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me this opportunity, Lord God. And just help me to grow, even though it's challenging, Lord God. Help us all to grow in the knowledge of you, Lord God. Bless us, I pray, Lord God, as we go our different ways. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Good.